Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI, Voice of Indonesia. Here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. ASEAN Secretary General appreciates environmental management and forestry in Indonesia. Indonesia-Vietnam tourism cooperation enhanced through Vietnam Tourism Roadshow. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry conducted a working visit with a group of ASEAN representatives to Surabaya City, East Java, as the pilot city and the highest award recipient in the field of environmental management, Adipura Kencana. In one of the series of events, the working dinner and discussion of policies on environment and forestry in Surabaya, recently, Secretary General of ASEAN, Dato Lim Jok Hoi, in his speech, expressed his appreciation for the steps taken by Indonesian government in managing the environment and forestry. He conveyed his admiration for Indonesia's commitment to safeguard the environment through the implementation of a real-time mitigation technology system.
I am very much heartened by the visit to PMKG and the Law Enforcement Center. It illustrates Indonesia's strong commitment and great achievement in many aspects of environmental protection and conservation, such as a forest fire prevention and mitigation, disasters preparedness, and combating illegal wildlife, in particular through the support systems enables tracking of illegal activities on the ground, real-time monitoring and reporting on environmental issues.
According to Dato Lim Jok Hoi, ASEAN countries are blessed with extraordinary natural resources, such as marine resources, flora fauna, water, and food. He added that these natural resources often get complex pressure, so that cooperation among ASEAN countries is needed to jointly protect their natural wealth for the welfare of the ASEAN community. Ambassador of Vietnam to Indonesia, Pham Vinh Quang, said that cooperation in tourism between Indonesia and Vietnam is still limited. Therefore, the Embassy of Vietnam in Jakarta, in collaboration with the Vietnam National Administration of Tourism, held the Vietnam Tourism Roadshow in Jakarta on Friday afternoon.
Because tourism in 2018, nearly 88,000 Indonesian tourists came to Vietnam, an increase of 8.5% compared to the same period in 2017. The relation between Vietnam and Indonesia, however, in terms of tourism, we see is still limited and has not been on par with the potential of the two countries. Therefore, in order to further enhance relationship between Vietnam and Indonesia in the tourism sector, commensurate with the potential and position of the two countries, the Embassy of Vietnam, together with the Vietnam National Administration of Tourism, has the honor to organize the Vietnam Tourism Roadshow.
Ambassador Pham Vinh Quang further said that the tourism roadshow would not only increase friendship and good cooperation between Vietnam and Indonesia, but would also open up opportunities for the business communities of both countries in exploring new partners, expanding markets, and increasing tourism cooperation between the two countries. Indonesia and Tunisia continue to conduct intensive cooperation in the fields of politics and trade. This is done mainly because the two countries are in the final stage of negotiating preferential trade agreement or PTA that could increase and open trade cooperation for the two countries. This was stated by Tunisian Ambassador to Indonesia, Riyad Dridi, at the inauguration of the Tunisian Food Fair 2019 at Grand Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday afternoon.
As we are ready to celebrate next year the 60th anniversary of our diplomatic relations, we are totally convinced that there are still huge potentials and venues of economic cooperation which has not yet been explored, especially that our political relations witnessed tremendous development in the last 3 years with the exchange of many high-level visits at all levels.
Ambassador Riyad Dridi further hopes that the Tunisian Food Exhibition, which takes place from May 3rd to June 6th, could open up opportunities for more beneficial cooperation for the two countries. The World Surfing League, the third Krui Pro 2019, is held again at Tanjung Setia Beach, Pesisir Barat Regency, Lampung, Indonesia. The International Surfing Championship that has begun on April 29th to May 4th is the leading tourism of Pesisir Barat Regency, located along the western coast of Lampung Province. This was stated by chairperson of the event committee, Anggi Yuhista, at Tanjung Setia Beach, Lampung on Friday.
Mempromosikan wisata itu tidak hanya Bali menurut kami. Karena surfing ini ada titik-titik yang lebih baik, ada yang lebih berbeda.
Promoting tourism is not only Bali, in our opinion, because on surfing there is a better point. There is something more different than the current point in Bali. Take for example in Mentawai, Semelu, Nias, Padang, or Bengkulu. Fortunately, the government of Pesisir Barat has an agenda to promote tourism every year. Well, one of them is surfing. The tourism of Pesisir Barat that can be visited is only surfing tourism activity. It's very appropriate when region of Pesisir Barat, Agus Istiqlal, chose this event in Krui region. Anggi added that professional surfers from 23 countries take part in this event. This World Surfing League Krui Pro 2019 is also broadcast live through streaming networks. Investment Coordinating Board or BKPM in collaboration with the Ministry of Transportation offers investment in land transportation infrastructure through market sounding activities. Infrastructure projects offered are optimal utilization of Type A passenger terminals such as Tirtonadi Terminal in Surakarta City, Tawang Alun Terminal in Jember Regency, Haryamukti Terminal in Cirebon City, Mangkang Terminal in Semarang City, Ciakar Terminal in Sumedang Regency, and Terminal A. Sanusi in the city of Sukabumi with a total estimated investment value of 1.1 trillion rupiah. BKPM's investment planning deputy Iqmal Lukman in a press release in Jakarta on Friday said that the Indonesian government has now made priority infrastructure provision to support efforts to achieve future economic growth targets. For the implementation of the program, the government has collaborated with business entities, both state-owned enterprises, regionally owned enterprises, and the private sector in order to overcome the limited government budget. The National Productivity Institute, or LPN, pushes Indonesia to become a developed country by accelerating productivity and competitiveness by implementing the National Movement for Increasing Productivity and Competitiveness throughout Indonesia. Deputy Chairperson of the LPN, Iskandar Simorangkir, in a press release in Jakarta on Friday said that The national movement for increasing productivity and competitiveness is the key for Indonesia to become a developed country. After holding the LPN 2019 plenary meeting in Jakarta on Friday, he said that this is the key to being able to become a developed country and get out of the middle-class income trap. Iskandar emphasized that towards a developed country, the conflict between employees and employers must be resolved. The Asian Football Confederation, AFC, has appointed Indonesia to host the Under-19 Asia Cup 2020 qualification scheduled from November 2 to 10, 2019. The All Indonesia Football Association, or PSSI, warmly welcomes the AFC's decision. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Secretary General of PSSI, Ratu Tisa Destria, said that PSSI lauds the AFC's decision as one of the countries with the highest enthusiasm over world football. Indonesia is determined to welcome the Asian public's trust by preparing well for the event. Indonesia will not only serve as the venue of the Under-19 Asian Cup 2020 qualification, but has also been endorsed as one of the hosts of the Under-16 Asia Cup 2020 qualification, scheduled for September 14 up to 22, 2019. For the Under-19 Asian Cup 2020 qualification, Indonesia, along with Cambodia, Myanmar, and Vietnam, will host the event for the East Zone, while Bahrain, Iraq, Iran, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Tajikistan will host the event for the West Zone. That's the news read by Ahmad Faisal. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RI, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome to our daily program, Today in History. We begin the event of the dissolution of the Nazi. On May 4, 1955, German Nationalist Socialist Party, Nazi, was officially dissolved. This party began to rule in Germany in 1932 and applied dictatorism, violence, and repression in the government. The pioneer of the Nazi Party was the German Labour Party. Not long after the World War I, veteran Adolf Hitler joined the Labour Party in October 1920. Finally, the party changed its name to be Nazi Party. In 1921, Hitler succeeded in taking over leadership in the Nazi Party because of his great oration skills. After Germany's defeat in the World War II, the Nazi Party was dissolved and declared as banned organization. We turn to the event Margaret Thatcher, who became British Prime Minister. Margaret Hilda Thatcher was the United Kingdom Prime Minister from 4 May 1979 to 1990, who had the longest tenure in the 20th century. Leader of a major political party in the United Kingdom, her economic policy that was pro-market and neoliberal is often called as Thatcherism. Before taking the position, Thatcher was known as the Iron Woman in the Soviet Union media, and then the term was connected to politics and her leadership style. We end today in history with an event of the International Fire Day. International Fire Day is commemorated every May 4th. Previously, a proposal was sent throughout the world on January 4th, 1999. commemorating four firefighters who had tragic fate while trying to put out a great fire in Australia. International Fire Day is a time for the world citizens to give appreciation for the sacrifices of firefighters who have contributed to saving society and the environment. That's today in history.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Director General of Texas collaborates with 27 institutions to develop small and medium enterprises. The Director General of Texas cooperates with 27 agencies in order to support the development of micro, small and medium enterprises through the Business Development Services Program. The 27 institutions consist of 21 state-owned enterprises, one ministry, two associations and two institutions. The signing was held at the Director General of Texas building in Jakarta on Tuesday, witnessed by Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati. Sri Mulyani expressed her appreciation to 27 agencies that were committed to cooperation in developing small and medium enterprises in Indonesia. According to Sri Mulyani, the development of micro, small and medium enterprises needs to be done to improve the quality of themselves. He added, the key to the success of countries such as Thailand, South Korea, and Japan is the quality of micro, small, and medium enterprises that are very good, competitive, efficient, and already included in the productive formal sector. The scope of this cooperation agreement includes the provisions of training and guidance related to taxation, bookkeeping, or other materials. The Business Development Services Program itself has been initiated by the Director General of Texas since 2015. This service is part of a strategy to increase tax awareness and compliance in the micro, small and medium enterprises sector. Director General of Texas Robert Pakpahan said that the Business Development Services Program had succeeded in fostering as many as 16,000 micro, small, and medium enterprises in 2018. The number increased from 2017, which amounted to 7,000, and in 2016, which were only 6,000. According to Robert Pakpahan, this collaboration has also succeeded in increasing the new taxpayer from micro, small, and medium enterprises, which was 9% in 2017, to 17% in 2018. Robert added that the government has also reduced tax rates for the enterprises players from 1% to 0.5%. The Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, as the only ministry participating in the business development program, hopes that this program can increase the business scale of business actors from the micro scale to small and the small ones to increase into the middle. As stated by the Deputy of Ministry of Cooperatives Business Restructuring, Abdul Kadir Damanik, on the sidelines of the signing of the cooperation agreement. Abdul Kadir Damanik continued, through this collaboration, the Ministry of Cooperatives and Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises were given the task of fostering institutions and businesses for cooperatives and the enterprises, while the state-owned enterprises and partnership and community development program marketplace in the downstream with online marketing. Well, that was My Indonesia today on Director General of Texas collaborates with 27 institutions to develop micro, small and medium enterprises. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih from Voice of Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Salahmu, kau buat aku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Arari was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, if you look for tourism destination which is hidden and rare to be visited, Keluang Island is the best choice. It is located in Gampong Babah Le, Jaya District, Aceh Jaya Regency. The island is one of the islands in Aceh Jaya. In addition to having exotic scenery, the island also has hidden beauty with trees neatly arranged around the island. With white sand at one side of the island and sturdy stone cliff, the island is more beautiful. Keluang Island has very transparent water and certainly it gives amazing scenery of undersea view. At one of the island's walls, there is a natural cave which offers exotic sensation. The cave called Kelelawar Cave is quite challenging to be explored. To enter the Kelelawar Cave, you must pass sea and use boat, and it is better to go there when seawater is high tide. Then you will be challenged to go down the cave where the cave has a lot of paths. In addition, there are also various kinds of unique stones which are formed naturally. If you have finished exploring the cave, you can enjoy shady tropical forest on the island. The beauty of the tropical forest is not doubt anymore, because the forest has some unique species. If you are in the forest, you can spend time by bathing at the sea which has very transparent water. When you take a bath, you do not have to worry to be swept by the waves, because around the island, there is no big wave. The sea has calm waters. To go to Keluang Island from Banda Aceh, you have to go to Lamno, which has a distance 78 km by motor vehicles for 1 hour and 30 minutes. Then, you must continue your trip by renting fisherman's boat with tariff 300,000 rupiah to 350,000 rupiah. The trip takes around 25 minutes. To enjoy Keluang Island, we suggest you to bring your own foods and beverages because there is no stall over there. Keluang Island, especially for you who love marine tourism destination, is more beautiful compared with other islands in Indonesia. So, what are you waiting for? Set your time to visit the island. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Safira Adela. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
Voice of Indonesia. Thank you. Of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is a country rich in diversity, including in religions. Although Islam is embraced by the majority of Indonesia's population, the government does not necessarily ignore other believers. One of the innovations that has just been launched by the government is the Sindu and E-Pasraman services, which are specifically intended for Hindu believers. Sindhu is the first step towards integrated data management of the Directorate General of Guidance for Hindu Communities. Moreover, the launch of Sindhu is adjacent to the Hindus' New Year, Vaisakha 1941, which is celebrated as Nyepi Day, so that the presence of Sindhu is increasingly meaningful. The service is very necessary for Hindus in Indonesia, therefore data on the field continues to grow. Later, Sindhu will summarize the data of guidance for Hindu communities employees both at the central and regional levels, data on worship places, the people, religious institutions, extension agents, dharmagita, priests, early childhood education, religious education for elementary up to university students. Besides Sindhu, there is also IPAS Raman service. It is an application made by Kemenkes community of the Niti Sastra Foundation in collaboration with the Directorate General of Guidance for Hindu Communities. In IPAS Raman, there are all data about the number of pasraman or special education institutions in the field of Hinduism, how many Hindu religious figures, where they are, how many Hindus, and how many temples they have. This data is always updated. With IPAS Raman, Indonesian Hindus will be easy to find information on religious education or worship places in certain areas. Hopefully, with the launch of Sindhu and IPAS Raman, Indonesia can become a role model for other Hindus in the world. That was Miscellany for today. We will meet again with other interesting topics. I'm Putri Sofi Adela. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia. Sakit. Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, it's nice to meet again with me Putri in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we present a song in keroncong genre entitled Bunga Anggrek, or in English, Orchid Flower. Orchid Flower is a kind of flower which grows in Indonesia. The song, which is sung by Sundari Sukoco, tells beautiful along with her boyfriend when orchid flower blooms. Now it is different. Orchid flower blooms beautifully, but without her lover besides her. Sundari Sukoco is an Indonesian talented singer who is still loyal in keroncong genre, in which many people choose other genres. Well, listener, here is Sundari Sukoco with the keroncong song entitled Bunga Anggrek. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Berkata aku berkata
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.